Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast from MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. The Decode 2022 conference just passed, and it was nothing short of amazing. In this episode, Nyasha Green shares all the things she really loved about this virtual developer conference hosted with WP Engine.
How's it going, Nyasha?
Hey, it's going well. How are you doing today?
I'm well. So I know today we're going to talk about the Decode conference, and you attended as well as writing an article. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So for anybody that's listening that is not familiar with Decode, can you explain what it is?
Yes. So Decode is a tech conference that the people behind WP Engine put on. And it was the first time having it in a little while due to COVID. And it was completely virtual. So they talked about all things WordPress. They had it in different time zones so it could reach, you know, the maximum amount of people. And they talked about the present, the past, and the future of WordPress in terms of updates, where we were in WordPress, where we are now, and where we're going. And it was just, it was an excellent conference in terms of like just the talks they had, the information they shared, the entertainment. They had a live DJ to keep people, you know, interested in what was going on. And then they just were so accepting of, you know, different sides of how people felt about the community. So it was really, really great to be a part of it. And it was just a very, very wonderful experience.
I was able to tune in for like the last maybe hour and a half to 2 hours. And from what I could see, it definitely was very entertaining. It was definitely something that I wish that I would see more in the universe, if I could say it that way. The conference to me, like I said, having tuned in late, was spectacular. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. The DJ he definitely brought a different side to the conference that I've never seen before. You know, because a lot of times you go to, you know, you watch these conferences, or even if you go to them, you know, let's be honest, you know, we want the information, but it's kind of boring. But the DJ was dancing, like even the DJ, like I expected him just to like play one record or play another. He's dancing, and it was just very entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely kept people's attention. You know, normally when you go to an in-person conference, you know, you have the outside rooms where you can kind of talk to people, network, or you can kind of wander outside. You pretty much got to find your own like energy and find your own things to do in between conferences or in between panels. But it's like, you know, they understood we were all would be home or working from a specific place. So the DJ just was like the life of it and kept bringing energy back to us. We would sit there and listen to this information. And then instead of just piling on more and more information and maybe making people lose focus of what was going on, they had that DJ in between panels to like get the party back up, and then an hour break, and then, you know, good music, good energy, good vibes. And it was just a great, great situation all the way around.
Absolutely. Piggybacking off of something that you had just mentioned, you said when we normally attend in-person conferences, you know, we can go outside or, you know, remove ourselves just a little bit in order to network. And I know that they had a tool and this conference that could be used in the same way, which was the chats. Would you like to speak on your experience with the chat?
Yeah, so the chats were really good. While they had panels, they had chats where you could just a general chat. Well, they had a main chat, and then they had smaller chats where you could talk about what was going on in the panel. You know, they weren't taking questions in most of the panels, but it's just, you know, a way to talk to other people. And they actually had other people in the chats that could answer some questions. Maybe not the speaker specifically, but other people, I believe, that were working at the conference. So that was great. You were able to meet people from all over the world. It was just a very excellent networking opportunity. And at the end of the conference, they just had a big networking event where everyone could talk to each other. I could not catch that part, but, you know, if it was anything like what was going on at the beginning, I don't doubt that people were able to make a lot of good connections And that was very beneficial to a lot of the people I'm mentoring, because I told them, hey, you know, come on, check out this conference, come take a look. And they're trying to build those connections because they're trying to get a job. You know, they're trying to get that first tech job. And as we all know, and what we've talked about a lot at Master WP is, unfortunately, it's sometimes who you know, not what you know. So the chats were just a wonderful networking opportunity and a chance to connect with some of the best minds in WordPress.
Absolutely. I know they broke us out into different rooms. I don't recall if you had said that, but you know, there were different rooms that you would go into to hear about different topics. Mm-hmm. And the room that I was in, I mean, the chat was on fire. it was surreal, because on one hand you have, you know, the conversation that is going on about the topic, but then in the chat they were having almost a different conversation, but about the topic itself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just never know where the chat will go. And I kind of like that experience. It almost reminds me of like going to a theater, at least in my neighborhood. You know, you can go to a movie theater and, you know, just somebody would say something at the screen and it's just at the right time. Like, I love those experiences when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not a person that wants to sit in the movie and be quiet. I think like the energy of the theater is just as important as going to see the movie. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt the chat was. It's like, you know, it was on point. It was on target with the message, but it was just its own thing. And like, there were certain things that weren't being covered. And or maybe something was said and the person didn't understand exactly what that topic was about. And so they went into more detail in the chat. Mm-hmm. And I just thought the chat was very beneficial.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by Master WP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Now, back to the podcast.
So as far as the way that they handled this conference, would you think that this is now, you know, a challenge, you know, that might be brought up compared to the rest of the, you know, the WordPress community? Like, should this be the standard? Did they raise the bar on what conferences should be like?
Yes, they definitely did. Especially in the time of COVID, we just going through the last few years have been hard on everyone. And I don't want to diminish what any of these organizers or organizations are going through. They are, in my opinion, still doing a phenomenal job with everything that's stacked against them. So I want to say that first and foremost, like, you know, I think no matter what, for you to put on and or to organize a conference right now with everything going on, I think that takes a lot and you deserve your props for it. Definitely. However, Decode really, really, really set a high standard. First of all, they made it completely virtual. I know we're all pretending like COVID has gone away, but it's still here and, you know, it's still affecting us. And by them making it completely virtual, outside of COVID, they made it very accessible. You know, before COVID, during COVID, and after COVID, we're going to have people in our community that want to participate in these type of conferences, but they can't, whether it be because of money, because of ability or disability, accessibility. You know, first step is making it virtual, opening the doors for a lot of people, and not just people already in the community. Again, newbies. A lot of my newbies were able to join this conference because another great thing about it was recorded. It was recorded and all the panels were put up so people could go to them and digest them in their own way. I have a few people who told me, like, they were like, you know, I just cannot sit there and listen to someone speak. Like, I won't retain the information. I won't digest it. It just will go out my other ear, or I won't be able to focus. I just can't do it. And when I told them, like, you know, it'll be recorded, you could stop it and you can come back to it whenever you like, they were so ecstatic. Like, it's people who would have never checked it out. They would have never gotten this good information if it wasn't for the work they put in to make it accessible, to make it easily, you know, picked up or paused, or, you know, just made it easy for people to get to. And we don't see that. We have the technology, but we're not seeing that at a lot of conferences these days. But DeCove didn't care. They didn't care at all. They definitely set a high standard. They're just doing amazing. And WP Engine is amazing.
I would definitely agree. I think that one of the biggest benefits to DeCove was the fact that they were they have the recordings so that you can go back to them. Not just for anybody who may have missed it, but you know, sometimes you need to repeat the things that you have learned, mm-hmm. you know, to hear, you know, more than once in order for you to retain it or even to take notes from it. And just the fact that you can go back later, to me, it speaks to their attention to detail as far as making sure that they make their information accessible to the community at large. Mm-hmm. And so I commend them. And I also think that, you know, the bar has been raised. You know, anybody who's trying to hold a conference now, to just know we've already experienced DeCove and, you know, we're paying attention.
We definitely are.
What was the one thing you would say stood out to you the most about the conference?
The one thing that stood out to me the most would be how accepting the conference was to newbies and to new people to the WordPress community. Brian Garner's, he's a principal developer at WP Engine. His talk was basically on the past, present and future of WordPress and, you know, how the updates affected and changed WordPress and where they were going. And he started off the conference not talking like, you know, okay, you guys have been in the community a long time. You guys know who we are. You know what this is. This is what we're doing. It was more so like, hey, I'll explain who I am, who I work for, what we do, what WordPress is. It's like, it's a WordPress conference, but still, you know, hey, I'm sure he was like, hey, you know, it might be people who are tuning in who don't know. I feel like a lot of us bypass that when we're speaking on the WordPress community. I mean, even if you think you're speaking to a group of people who should know everything, you don't know that. But he was very open with everything. He explained WordPress, the origins, where it's going. He explained the naming patterns, which we talked about. I had no idea that the updates were named after jazz musicians. I just thought that was a coincidence. So that was very interesting to learn. And I've been in the WordPress community for years. It was just, you know, something I didn't pay attention to. So even me being someone who's not a newbie to the community, I was able to learn by him just taking the time to go slow and explain. And my newbies who did jump into the chats are as well, they were blown away. They were like, no one's ever broken it down like this for me. And I won't say that wasn't his goal. I'm not sure if that was, but you know, he was just talking about WordPress in general. I don't know if he knew he would like enlighten so many people to it. And that was just the biggest takeaway. Like, that's how you get more people into the community. You talk to them, you explain to them, you teach them, you're patient with them. And you just, you know, you're calm, relaxed, and cool. And that's what he was. And that talk was just amazing to me.
That's awesome. And I just learned something new myself, because having been in the community for a while as well, I never realized that.
Yeah.
So that's something I will definitely look forward to now, you know, looking for, you know, the next release. I will look forward to who's it going to be named after this time.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think, why do you think that approach is so important for, you know, for conferences to take, for the new developer to, you know, to slow, I guess, the pace down and not treat anyone as if this information should already be understood?
Yeah. So me and Rob and I talked a little bit about that, about how, you know, in our community, we have people who think you should already know a certain amount of WordPress knowledge before we let you into the community. You know, it's been explained to me, and I've also seen that most WordPress jobs, you have to have already been in WordPress to get. So where are these people getting this entry-level or beginner's WordPress knowledge? Where are they learning about WordPress? It's like there's these barriers up. You must already know. So when people come to learn, they're like, why would I learn this? If they're making it this hard, why do I want to get into this community? So I think it was very important, because these newbies and even someone like myself, I haven't been in it for like, you know, a long time, but I'm not new either. But I felt so much more enlightened on the WordPress systems and how it works in the future of it. I felt so much more optimistic listening to Brian. And, you know, outside of a few things, it wasn't that much new information. It was just the way he conveyed it. And I think that's very beneficial to the future. We're telling these people like, hey, you know, don't worry if you don't know everything. We're here for you. And, you know, I am a WordPress developer, so I try to convince more people to get into the community. And this has probably been the best way. Everyone who went to that conference is now interested in WordPress development. You know, talking to me and me showing them what I do, you know, they were a little interested, but actually hearing these big names and these really, really nice and important people in the community talk about it in a way that's not, you know, I don't want to say threatening, but, you know, in a way that's just like, hey, I'm talking to a friend. I'm talking to using kindness to spread positivity and show you the great things about this community. It made them want to be a part of it. I think we can't ask for anything more.
Absolutely. I think accessibility, like you said, is the biggest benefit to that approach. You know, if you're assuming that, you know, you should automatically know this amount of information and, you know, you teach from that perspective, it could become off-putting and it definitely will close the door on the amount of people who would be interested in learning. So I definitely agree with you. And I think that even if you know something, it doesn't hurt to go back over it again anyway, because, like, you know, we just said, having heard it again will just solidify it for you. So, you know, I agree. I think that I didn't get a chance to hear that particular talk, but I definitely need to go back, because I think that that is that's inspiring to know that we're continuing to help more people get into the community, which will only make it better. So, Naisha, it's been great talking to you about the Decode Conference. I look forward to us having many other discussions about other great topics. And so thank you for joining me.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP. It was produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted and mixed by Monet Davenport, and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/presstheissue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.